sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.
Even though my parents didn't have a lot of money, they never went to college themselves. They had an unwavering belief in the power of education. So they always pushed me and my brothers to do whatever it took to succeed in school. So when it came time for me to go to high school, they encouraged me to enroll in one of the best schools in Chicago. It was a school a lot like this one. And listening to Mimbera's story, it was so similar because my school was way across the other side of the city from where I lived. So at 6 a.m. every morning, I had to get on a city bus and ride for an hour, sometimes more, just to get to school. And I was willing to do that because I was willing to do whatever it took for me to go to college. I set my sights high. I decided I was going to Princeton. But I quickly realized that for me, a kid like me, getting into Princeton wasn't just going to happen on its own. See, I went to a great school, but at my school, we had so many kids, so few guidance counselors. They were dealing with hundreds of students. So they didn't always have much time to help me personally get my applications together. Plus, I knew I couldn't afford to go on a bunch of college visits. I couldn't hire a personal tutor. I couldn't enroll in SAT prep classes. We didn't have the money. And then, get this. Some of my teachers straight up told me that I was setting my sights too high. They told me I was never going to get into a school like Princeton. And I still hear that doubt ringing in my head. So it was clear to me that nobody was going to take my hand and lead me to where I needed to go. Instead, it was going to be up to me to reach my goal. I would have to chart my own course. And I knew that the first thing I needed to do was have the strongest academic record possible. So I worked hard to get the best grades I could in all of my classes. I got involved in leadership opportunities in school where I developed close relationships with some of my teachers and administrators. I knew I needed to present very solid and thoughtful college applications. So I stayed up late, got up early in the morning to work on my essays and personal statements. I knew my parents would not be able to pay for all of my tuition. So I made sure that I applied for financial aid. That FAFSA form was my best friend. I knew the deadlines, everything. Most importantly, when I encountered doubters, when people told me that I wasn't going to cut it, I didn't let that stop me. In fact, I did the opposite. I used that negativity to fuel me, to keep me going. And at the end, I got into Princeton, and that was one of the proudest days of my life. But getting into Princeton was only the beginning. Graduating from Princeton was my ultimate goal. So I had to start all over again, developing and executing a plan that would lead me to my goal. And of course, I struggled a little bit. I had to work hard again to find a base of friends and build a community of support for myself in this Ivy League university. I remember as a freshman, I mistakenly rolled into a class that was meant for juniors and seniors. And there were times when I felt like I could barely keep my head above water. But through it all, I kept that college diploma as my North Star. And 4 years later, I reached that goal, and then I went on to build a life I never could have imagined for myself. I went to law school, became a lawyer. I've been a vice president for a hospital. I've been the head of a nonprofit organization. And I am here today because I want you to know that my story can be your story. The details might be a little different, but let me tell you, so many of the challenges and the triumphs will be just the same. You might be dreaming of becoming a doctor, a teacher, maybe a mechanic or a software designer. Or you might not know what you want to do right now. And that's fine. But no matter what path you choose, no matter what dreams you have got to do whatever it takes to continue your education after high school. Again, whether that's going to community college, getting a technical certificate, or completing a training opportunity, or going off to a four-year college. And once you've completed your education, you will have the foundation you need to build a successful life. That's how me, that's how Minbera, that's how so many other students have overcome adversities to reach our goals. There's another young man, Roger Sanchez. He's another example of a Czech alum who is working toward his North Star goal. In fifth grade, Roger came to the United States from the Dominican Republic to live with his mother. When Roger arrived in America, he could barely speak a word of English. He often couldn't understand anything his teachers were saying, so he decided to put a piece of paper in his pocket so he could jot down all the new words he heard, and then he'd ask his friends and teachers to translate for him. He went to the library and pored through books and videos and cassettes to help teach himself English. And after all those hours of studying and practicing, Roger arrived here at Bell, ready to thrive. And every day he put the same effort into his classes that he put into learning English. He joined the baseball, the football teams. He helped found Your Global Kids Club so that students could discuss world issues. And last spring, he graduated with nearly a 4.0 GPA. And today, Roger's a freshman at American University. He's majoring in international relations, and he also volunteers as a mentor. He's paying it forward. He's helping high school students, just like all of you, with their college applications and essays. And I had a chance to meet Roger, who's here today, and I'd like to, Roger, can you stand up if you're in the audience so we can give you a round of applause? We're so proud of you. Congratulations. So every day, students like Minbera and Roger and all of you are proving that it is not your circumstance that defines your future. It's your attitude. It's your commitment. You decide how high you set your goals. You decide how hard you're going to work for those goals. You decide how you're going to respond when something doesn't go your way. And here's the thing. Studies show that those kinds of skills like grit, determination, skills like optimism and resilience, those skills can be just as important as your test scores or your grade scores or your grades. And so many of you already have those skills because of everything you've already overcome in your lives. Maybe you've had problems at home and you've had to step up, take on extra responsibilities for your family. Maybe you come from a tough neighborhood and you've been surrounded by things like violence and drugs. Maybe one of your parents has lost a job and you've had to struggle just to make it here today. One of the most important things you all must understand about yourselves is that those experiences are not weaknesses. They're not something to be ashamed of. Experiences like those can make you stronger and more determined. They can teach you all kinds of skills that you could never learn in a classroom. The skills that will lead you to success anywhere in life. But first, you've got to apply those skills toward getting your education. So what does that mean? That means first and foremost, believing in yourselves no matter what obstacles you face. It means going to class every single day. That's what I did. Not just showing up, but actually paying attention, taking some notes, asking questions. It means doing your homework every single night. I did. Studying hard for every test, even if it's not your favorite subject. It means reaching out to your teachers and counselors and coaches and asking for help whenever you need it. And when you stumble and fall, and I guarantee you, you will, because we all do, it means picking yourself up and trying again and again and again. All of that is on you. You got to own that part of it. you got to step up as individuals. Because here is the key. If you step up, if you choose to own your future and commit to your education, and if you don't let anything stand in your way until you complete it, then you will not only lead our country to that North Star goal, but you will lead yourselves to whatever future you dream of.
Sponsored ads. Hello, do you like audiobook? Get free audiobook. Link in the description below.